evening and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Mary Ann Ruiz. Good morning, Mary Ann.
Good morning.
Mary Ann, you have an interest in dogs in a different way than most people. A project called Pups in Prison, is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, tell us about this project.
Well, Pups in Prison is a six-week obedience program with this dog shelter in Clarinda. And they take the dogs from the shelter and they take them over to the Clarinda prison. And they have certain prisoners take care of these dogs and basically raise them until they're able to be placed in a better home. And they give them out to veterans and stuff like that. It's a really great program, and we've been needing a lot of donations recently just for dog food and treats, toys, blankets, just to help them out with their cause.
Everything that's needed to take care of a puppy, I'm sure they have those needs.
Mm-hmm.
How many puppies do they usually have at one time?
At one time, they usually have, I think, around, they said, five or four.
Okay.
They have a good amount of puppies that they take care of.
But then they only raise them to a certain age, and then they get some more puppies.
As soon as they're, like, probably, like, usually how they give them out, like, if you raise your own dog, probably, like, 8 weeks or a little bit longer if need be. But it's basically, honestly, it could be even dogs that are a little bit older but aren't trained or just haven't been taken care of in a home, and they raise them for around 6 weeks and get them ready for a home. It all just depends on the dog and what's going on with the dog.
Mm-hmm. Well, with my connection with 4-H, I do not have dogs, Mary Ann, but I've been around dogs a little bit. And I've always thought when we talk about a dog project, which this is in a way, is that it's almost more important about what the person does in discipline in order to get the dog to do what you want it to do.
Oh, for sure.
So what kind of training do the prisoners get in order to do the teaching to the dogs?
What kind of training do they have?
Yes. I mean, you can't just give a dog to somebody and say, here, do some discipline training. You have to have some knowledge.
Actually, I apologize. That is one actual fact that I do not know. I apologize.
Okay. But they must have. That's something we could look into.
Yes,
because
they for sure should have somebody there that teaches them who, like, how to take care of dogs and stuff like that. I doubt they would just give them.
Because that takes.
Yeah, I apologize. I wish I would have that information for you.
Because it takes a lot of knowledge about dogs in order to teach them.
And like,
and
example,
take
I've had a pit bull, and those dogs are known to be so-called bad dogs. But and it's only on how you raise them. If you raise them evil, they'll be evil. If you raise them good, they'll come out as really great, amazing dogs.
So, what are some of the things that you have done, Mary Ann? I mean, just some of those tips for how do you raise a good dog?
How do you raise a good
dog?
Well, you definitely have to know when to be authoritative and when to love and be understanding. Because when having a puppy, they don't know right from wrong yet. So you have to teach them. And just yelling at them is not going to get anywhere. You have to teach them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then there's other things like making sure their needs are met. If their needs aren't met, they're going to get sad or they're going to get evil and angry. Like, just like any child, if they're not taken care of, they end up being a rebel almost.
Mm-hmm. So how did you get interested in this project, Mary Ann?
Well, all my classmates were going over with the teacher some programs that we were going to divide into groups. And there was like homeless shelters and many other ones. And then I heard Pups in Prison, and it sounded pretty interesting from the name, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought I'd ask my classmates, and actually one of my classmates lives in Clarinda, and her father is not a prisoner, I'm sorry. Oh. He is a officer there and works with the prisoners. And so she told me a lot about it and how they take care of them and stuff. And it really sounded amazing. I've never heard about any program like this before. And so basically what I've been doing is just trying everywhere I can to put out flyers and just talk to people and get to tell them, like, all about this program because I'm really excited about it. I've even put in my own donations just because I'm so excited. And eventually, after this program is done, our donations, we're going to take them to the Clarinda prison and actually take it to the puppies and the people who work with them and get to take pictures with them and stuff. So it's going to be really exciting.
Okay. What class is this, Marianne?
This is for Leadership Development Studies with Mallory Clocky.
And is this through Iowa Western?
Yes.
Okay. So that's
here
that's
in Atlantic. I am here in Atlantic, the Iowa Western.
Mm-hmm. So that sounds like an interesting class, and that you're given these choices and really putting what you're learning into action.
Yes, it's a really great opportunity, and I am like so thankful to have a school that does this. It really teaches me some, like, not only responsibility, but a little bit of leadership and just getting to go out there and give to people. And because I'm going through my associate's degree in human services, I want to work with people. So being able to not only give to people, but to animals and stuff like that is just amazing. It makes me feel great, and it makes me want to work harder to get my degree so I can start doing stuff like this every day.
Mm-hmm. Well, good practice. It's learning is experience is the best teacher, and you're going through that experience with the pups in prison.
Yes, it's definitely the most amazing experience I've had.
Okay, so you said that you are trying to get donations of various kinds of things from people. Where can people deliver goods or money?
Well, I have a drop box at the Iowa Western. You just walk into the two front doors. And then right on your left, there will be a box, and it says the Pups in Prison on it and also a list of the donation needs. Some of the donations you can give are just dry dog food, dog treats, toys, blankets, beds, dog shampoo and stuff, leashes, collars, dog brushes. We really haven't been taking any money in donations.
Okay.
It's more, we don't want people to think that we're giving to the prisoners. No, it's just for the puppies, so any dog food, anything like that, just for the puppies.
And
we don't want to give the wrong impression with money. But also, if anybody isn't able to come to Atlantic or they don't want to go to the college and drop that off, they can always call me at my number, 712-314-4983. And also, I've been constantly checking my email. Would you like my email
yes,
as well?
Yes, yes.
It's just Mariam Ruiz, which is MariamRuiz, 13@gmail.com.
Okay. And I'll have you repeat that here in a little bit. So people can give items. That's mostly what you want. If they know anything about dogs, mm-hmm. they would know that the kinds of things that are needed, especially for puppies. I think there's some special needs for puppies, young dogs. And mm-hmm. To drop those off at Iowa Western or contact you. So,
yes.
Again, kind of just slowly go down that list again, though, of what the kinds of things that you would like to see in the box to take care of those dogs.
Just dry dog food, dog treats, toys, blankets and beds, dog shampoo, leashes and collars, and dog brushes. I've also recently got some people gave me some dog coats.
Oh, I guess.
Or like little dog shirts, which have been pretty cute. I've also had a lot of leashes as well and dog toys.
Do you prefer
so
those?
We would really appreciate dog food as well. Okay. Really dog food.
Do you prefer that to be new kinds of equipment?
Yes. Sorry. I should have said that. Yes, we would like if they would buy it new and put receipts on it. We can't take anything in that's open. Like if they're
right.
toys, I can take them in as old. I can figure out the price myself. That's fine. It's just we don't want to take in anything open that's food.
Okay.
We don't know what could be going on with those things.
You bet. That's right. So drop off at Iowa Western Community College in the Pups in Prison box. Or call you, Marianne, and your number is?
712-314-4983.
And your email?
Is Mariam, M-A-R-Y-A-M, Ruiz, R-U-I-Z, 13@gmail.com.
Okay, Mariam, we'll get this information out through Backyard and Beyond, and we want to thank you very much for telling us about this project.
All right. Thank you.
Until next time.
I appreciate it.
Okay. Until next time, here's the thought. Dogs come into our lives to teach us about love.